You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
That unfortunately, that Galgal turned on him. He went bankrupt. Who is this character? Ki Yamuch Achicha, we learn. Who is he? Sorry? Yeah, why he became a slave? What happened to him? Yeah, you're right. But that was a different chapter we learned. But here, this chapter is a little different. Why he went through disaster?
And sold himself.
Yeah, why? What happened to him? Why he lost everything? I'm sorry?
He went bankrupt and he sold himself.
Why? Why such a thing happened to
him?
Because
he didn't keep Shmita.
Yeah. Oh, Chazak Baruch. This gentleman kind of was careless. So the produce and the seventh year said, hey, Fay, you know, it's too much money. You know, he couldn't let go. I mean, that's normal. What is normal? What is normal? He couldn't let go with the money. Greedy. And that's normal. No, it's hard to let go with money. As a matter of fact, there was two people, they went to the doctor. You heard about the two people went to the doctor? No? So one was not able to speak. So the doctor asked, why are you here? So the other one said, he swallowed a quarter. It got stuck in his throat. So he said, why are you here? So he said, this is my quarter. So he went to get the quarter back. I was not worried about it. So now, here this gentleman, unfortunately, he could not let go. And he did business with the 70th produce. But the amazing point here is that Ribono Shel Olam, how he's concerned about this avarian, this sinner. You know, he did a terrible thing, and he was punished. But here we see that how Ribono Shel Olam is emphasizing, take care of him, you know, don't be harsh to him. He has to, you know, be treated right. Why? You know, he did such a terrible thing. Why? See all the credit that he gives him. Because he lost everything, then he became a servant. But still, Ribono Shel Olam is emphasizing, you know, take care of him, you know, don't be harsh at him. Why?
Because it's his children.
It's his children. It's his children. But he did terrible thing. But he's not supposed to do this. Why? One more time. Chazak Baruch. Beautiful. So here the Talmud is teaching us, yes, we are pulled with the desire that, you know, it's very hard to let go. It's very hard to let go. But the point of matter here is that we have to understand, even though that maybe we fell and we stumbled, but we stayed, you have to come back. Ribono Shel Olam wants you to come back. So that means many times you say, what is it to try again? I'm finished. I'm done. Hashem is not going to accept me. Hashem doesn't like me. Hashem is not going to listen to me. And you see, it's meaningless and it's not true at all. And here we learn from here. He did such a terrible thing, but still Ribono Shel Olam says, no, take care of him. You know, support them. Give him a feedback. And that's a lesson for us. Many times, you know, it happens. It happens. It's hard. It's hard to manage yourself. But still, you have to be aware and on guard. And wake up right away. And come back to on the track. Happened story about a gentleman who went for a walk. No, nice sightseeing. So all of a sudden he slid and went down the cliff. And then he was lucky, had a mazal. He grabbed on a tree between Shomayim Ba'aretz. So he came to pick up his cell phone. He fell down in the alley. And so now, what do you do? That's one option. What do you do? You between earth and heaven. What do you do?
Scream.
Who are you gonna scream to?
I don't know.
Somebody might be there to hear you. So now here. So he decided, there's nobody around, and doesn't work to scream at nobody. He says, Elohim, you're there? He tried. So, I mean, it's very interesting. You only when you cut in a tree, you call the Elohim. No. So all of a sudden, you hear a voice says, I'm the Elohim. I say, wow, Elohim is talking to me. He say, Elohim, you're the best. Nobody's like you. You're the only one. How do you feel like when Elohim talks to you? It gives you such a, no?
You're shaking for a long time.
Especially, you're going to be on vacation for a long time. All of a sudden. You see, Ribbono Shel Olam talks to you back. Ribbono Shel Olam, I need your help. I need your help. Please help me. So you see the voice comes back and says, do you really believe in me? So yeah, there's nobody in the world that I believe in so much. So the voice tells him, if you really believe in me, let go of the tree. You would let go? Yeah? No, really, you let go?
What choice do you have?
Well, you stay there to see maybe the tree becomes longer. So if you let go, what's going to happen? So he said, what do you mean? I let go? He said, let go. I'm going to grab you. I'm going to grab you. It's not easy. It's not easy. There's lots of things in life became attached to, addicted to, and it became us, became our nature. And here Elohim comes and says, you believe in me? Let go. I'll grab you. Let go. And it's the hardest step in life, that these desires that became part of us, you just let it go. Let it go! It's easy. It's not easy. It's hard. It's very hard. Back to this gentleman, unfortunately, he couldn't let go. He couldn't let go. It's too much to cut off. But here, unfortunately, he went through such a terrible scenario. Such a unfortunate, fall down. But here, the more we're getting close to Chag Shavuot, we have to realize, I do this, I got used to it, but I'm not supposed to. I'm not supposed to. And unfortunately, when it becomes part of your nature, then you even don't give it a second thought, that maybe I'm not supposed to deal with it. I'm not supposed to think about it. I'm not supposed to bring it into my house. I'm not supposed to look at it. And everybody has his own let go. That is so tough for him because he grow with it. Years and years and years and years, like a gambler, like an alcoholic. It's him. So how can you let go? But that's what the whole point here is. You're stuck. But if you believe in Rosh Hashanah, let go. It's going to grab you. Yeah, it's hard. It's became part of your system. And you know what it is? When you let go, you feel empty. And you don't know what to do. But here, it's just the vacuum that you created for yourself that is meaningless. It should not exist. But because you got used to it, so then you need it. You're thirsty for it. You have urge for it. But it's not true at all. It's not true at all. How can you grab on a tree that you know Hashem is going to grab you? He's going to hold you. And it takes lots of bitachon. The one should feel secure. Yes, going to let go. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. And there's nothing going to happen. When we have complete bitachon, faith in Ribono Shel Olam, yes. Go to bed, maybe you feel, you know, pressure, stress, it's hard. But then you see, wow, what a mess I was in. What a mess I was in. There was an interesting story, you know, there was a group of people standing by a spot, and somebody was passing by there, and then he notices that there's a worker in the deep that working with these pipes and all of that, that you cannot go near it. He's sitting there, and he's having a sandwich. He's eating a sandwich. I mean, he cannot go near to this place. But how is he doing this? How? Because he's there, and then the smell became reyach nichoach for him. Because he got used to it. He got used to it. And that's how it is with us. When you get used to it and, you know, go on day after day, month after month, years after years, and doesn't bother you. We cannot pass by this place. But he's enjoying his sandwich, his burger, and doesn't mind because he got used to it. And that's how it is with us. Let go, let go. Hashem Yitzbarach is going to grab you. And you see what the Yeshua is going to come for you. Hashem give us the Siyata Dishmaya, Bezad Hashem Chokhmah, and strength to be able to do His Ratzon. Bezad Hashem Yitzkev, Arve Nachat, Bekarov, Amen Ke Ratzon.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.